Rav Ochanan in the Kovetz Ma'amorim asks a very, very important kasha. Rav Ochanan asks that the Torah, when it gives us the prohibition against apikursis, according to Chazal, uses a very, very strange formulation. The Torah tells us, Lo sasuru achare levavchem, you're not allowed to go after your heart. Last week's parsha, we're going to say it in a few minutes. Lo sasuru achare levavchem. Chazal tell us, achare levavchem means that you're not allowed to stray after apikursis. Ask Rav Ochanan, what? Don't go after your heart, don't follow apikursis. Where does apikursis start? I have a close family member who's an apikoris. He was a Talmud of the Rav, one of the Rav's star Talmidim in the 40s. He's one of now the world's most famous philosophers. He's now Bli Ayin Hara in his 80s. He's well known. He's a very, very intelligent person. Chachma! Apikursis follows Chachma. So why is it that the Torah says, like the Surah Acharei Levavchem? It's not Levavchem, it's Rasheichem. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Now before we discuss Rabbi Chanan's answer, I'd like to ask another kasha. On the psukim themselves, we have to, when we talk about a Mussar Shmuz, today apikursis is not such a yetar like it was for my wife's great uncle in those days. Our yetar today is not the yetar of apikursis. There's another issue that emerges. Lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei nechem is shmiras ha'inayim. In the summer, or even in Yerushalayim, shmiras ha'inayim is a tremendous avoda. So I have another kasha before we deal with Rabbi Chanan's solution. Rashi describes the lashon on the pasuk in pasuk lamites. Rashi writes that the lashon of lasur is the source of lo sasur. Interesting. Parallel to the Meraglim, which is at the beginning of the parsha, that the eyes spy. That's why latur is the expression of velos asuru. But Rashi has a very specific description. Zok deheligir Rashi, ha'elev v'ainayim heim ha'meraglim l'guf. The heart and the eyes are the Meraglim. Misarsim lo ataveros. How? Ha'ayin roe v'alev chomed v'aguf eses ataveros. The eye sees, the heart desires, and then the body follows and does the averos. So Rabosai, if you look at the Rashi carefully, and you look at the Psukim carefully, Sarachiyun. What happens first according to Rashi? Rashi says, Ha'ayin roe, the eye sees, and the lev is chome. What's the order of the Psukim? The order of the Psukim is the opposite. So many years I read the Rashi, I didn't even notice that. The lashon of the pasuk is velos asuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. It's the opposite. It says you don't follow your heart and your eyes. Now, according to Chazal, the way Chazal darshan, it's just interesting how you could be miyashes. But al pipshuto shel mikra, it's backwards. So we have two tzarachiyuns. Number one, the derech that Rabbi Chanan already paved for us. Rabbi Chanan's kasha, why is it that apikursis follows the heart? After all, it's an intellectual experience. And tzarachiyun number two is, it's not the order of the lev after the ayin. The Torah tells us the exact opposite. The Torah says, lo sasur acharei levavchem acharei nechem. Someone sees someone who stops it, I'd like to hear. Something that struck me as new in this Rashi. So what's Rabbi Chanan's answer to the first kasha? Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ma'amorim says, as in Musar, in most cases, the kasha is the teretz. That was the line of the author from Slobodka. In learning, you always need to create something new. In Musar, you have to examine the assumptions of the question, and if you examine, the answer is the question itself. It starts from the heart. It doesn't start from the mind. Says Rabbi Chanan that the way apikursis starts is not because someone has an intellectual doubt in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't start that way. It's because the person has taivos. That Rebbe Chanan explains, this is debatable. If this applies 100% of the time, for Rebbe Chanan claims that that's the source of all forms of apikursis. And in my limited experience, and speaking with my great uncle, it is true. Even he, who was extremely, extremely intelligent, he said it was too difficult. It was too difficult. Gemara was interesting. The Rav Shir was too interesting. Rav Huttner was too tough. And that was it. Zehu. And of course, he used his tremendous chachma to be able to be porek ol. He used it to be porek ol. So says Rav Elchanan, you know why apikursis is described as velosa suru acharei levavchem? Because itaka starts there. Itaka starts after from the heart. That's Rav Elchanan's answer. Based on this, Rav Elchanan says that's why even a bar mitzvah boy already has a mitzvah of emunah. Because the mitzvah of emunah is something that's very posh. It's not complicated. They say from Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim of Brisk, who's our hero in the morning, should be also our hero in the evening as well. Reb Chaim says the following. They tell the following story. They said that Reb Chaim once had a younger boy who wasn't ready for his shir, who had questions in Emuna. And he got to Reb Chaim, and he had those questions, and he sat down with Reb Chaim, and he asked it to him, and Reb Chaim spent with him a considerable amount of time, an hour and a half. Reb Zalman Reb Naphtali would get 5 minutes from Reb Chaim. This boy got an hour and a half, wasn't even shayach in the league or Reb Zalman Reb Naphtali. And the Talmidim of Reb Chaim heard the give and take, and Reb Chaim answered his questions with chachma, and the boy went on his merry day. 3 days later, he must have told his boy in high school, 10th grade friend, he told him, what we're schmoozing about, you could ask Reb Chaim about it. So his buddy also came to Reb Chaim 3 days later, and he presented to Reb Chaim the same questions. Some of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim were around, and they saw that Reb Chaim just pushed him away. He said, I don't have time to speak. Sort of pushed him off. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, you had enough time to speak with the first Talmud. Why didn't you have enough time to speak with the second Talmud? And Reb Chaim said a classic line, very famous line. Reb Chaim said, to kashis can be given terutzim. To questions you can give answers. But for answers you can't give answers. The second Talmud was already justifying why he was coming. He was already justifying why he was not being Shomer Torah Mitzvot. He was using it as an excuse for his taivos. So for that, there's nothing to say. That doesn't have an answer. But a sincere kasha, of course, you sit with any Talmud and you discuss with him. Number one, we always have to ask ourselves, the lessons from Reb Elchanan, before we get back to the second question that we had asked, is sometimes we have a shita in life, and we have a shita that we believe is right, but sometimes we always have to ask ourselves whether those shitas are coming from a pure place, or it's coming from the Yetzer Hara. Looking back at my own childhood. Now I look back and I look at some of the movies that I saw, and I remember I was a sincere high school fellow, I had a justification. I said, no, there's a real value in movies. And the truth is, there is. There's a real value in television. But looking back, of course, that nekuda was coming from a justification of one type of Yetzer Hara. Today, in the internet, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of good in the internet. But we have to ask ourselves, are we saying that there's a tremendous good in the internet to justify our Yetzer Hara? Are we saying that there's a tremendous amount of good for absolute sincere reasons? That's a cheshbon hanefesh a person always has to make in velos asuru acharei levavchem. That a person always has to make a cheshbon whether his shikul adas is coming truly from his rosh or the shikul adas is coming milavava. Rabotai, maybe we could suggest the same thing about Shmir Sinai. Maybe we could take this yisod and answer our second question. What was our second question? The second kasha was, Rashi says that what happens first? First the eye sees, then the heart desires, and then the guf does the aveira. So we said the pasuk says not that way. The pasuk says, v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. That what happens first? Torah describes it first as the heart. So why does Rashi describe the einayim first? So Rabotai, I'd like to suggest, the little bit of life experience that I've had, and speaking to Talmidim, I see this over and over again. It doesn't start with a nine. It doesn't start with Shmir saying nine. It starts with the lady. A boy thinks that he's going to take a pocket Mishnayis on the bus, a Gemara, a Ksais, or whatever, and he's going to cover his eyes on the bus, and that's going to help the Shmira say Einayim. Forget it. It doesn't start with Einayim. The moment the battle started on the bus, then he already lost the battle. The battle starts here. The battle starts where his lave is. Once his lave is in the right place, then it's possible to win the battle of Shmira say Einayim. But if his lave is not oiska arbit, if his lave isn't worked through, so then of course the ayin is going to fall. You know, they say a mashal, they say over a name of different gedolei haTorah, some say from the Rambam, the Abarbanel, which indicates it could very well be it's apocryphal, the whole diyun. But either way, there was once a scientist that was speaking to one of them and said that there's no difference between a human being and an animal. Ultimately, a human is just a more refined form of animal. And he said, I'll prove it. I could take a cat and I could train it, Pavlov's dog. I could train him to act like as well as a human being. In fact, I could serve a whole feast with just cats. And this scientist trained many, many cats, and they served as waiters and as cooks and so on, with the ties and everything. And he brought it to, let's say, the Abarbanel. He invited the Abarbanel to the feast. So of course, the Abarbanel sat down and he ate, and then the Abarbanel just took a mouse out of his pocket, and once that mouse came out, then the cats were lifing. They were running all over the place. We have to make a cheshbon on ourselves, whether our avodas Hashem, and this, if there's anything that comes away from this summer, this is the nekuda that we have to work on. It's the essence that we could give over to Talmidim. And that is our avodas Hashem starting on the chitzon, or is our avodas Hashem starting on the pnimi? And my brother had a very yeshivish mashal. My brother flipped out in Torah's Moshe, and he's now a Rosh Tabura in Lakewood. And he had a mashal that is very strong, it's very powerful, it's a little bit extreme, but at the same time, I think does tell a lot. My brother pointed out in his high school days, he loved to watch football. And he said, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, it's very, very interesting. If you notice at the football game, so he said, you'll never see the football players looking at the cheerleader. They never look at the cheerleader. Why is that so? Did they work on their A9? Did they work on Shmiras A9? They didn't work on Shmiras A9. So what's pshat? What's pshat? These are individuals who, the rest of the week, they do all types of maisa avera. Yes, during the game, you'll never see Thurman Thomas look at a cheerleader. What's pshat? What's pshat? So the answer is pashut. The answer is that during those moments, the lave is entirely focused on what he has to accomplish. So it's not going to be the pocket mishnayis. It's not going to be the change in the chitzonius that's going to help the shmir say nine. It's what the lave wants. If the lave doesn't want it, then the lave will not be nichshel as much as the lave, as an individual who had just focused on the avoda, the fight of the bus. It's not about preparing the right sefer for the bus. It's about making sure what the lave wants. So, Rabotai, how do we elevate ourselves from cats to men? How are we not those individuals who are just going through the motions, but the moment that the mouth comes out, then we no longer can control ourselves? So I have no chidushim to say, absolutely no chidushim. All these things have been said before. But Dvarim Pshutim need chizuk. So there are four simple things, absolutely no chidushim. Number one is, and I think the Talmidim very much did everything they can this summer, so Ashreichem that you're already at step number one, is that you need to put yourself in the right matzav. You have to put yourself in the right chevra. And chevra is very helpful in terms of koach habusha. There's no question that social circumstance has a tremendous impact on a person. Number two, even if a person put himself in the right circumstance, he can't be a chassid shota. Even if overall he's put himself in a circumstance which is overall good, he can't say, okay, I've worked on my lave is strong. As we said, the pshat, that the lave comes before the einayim, in contrast to Rashi, you can't just say that once I've done that in the base medrash, I'm going to be a chassid shota. After all, why is that so? Because the Gemara in Yuma Lamites says, of course, Kedusha is impossible for a person to achieve entirely. If a person does ma'at mosifin lo min hashamayim, but if a person expects that everything that he did in the base medrash is going to be enough, so then ultimately a person is going to lose. Number three, I asked Rav Nevin Sal once, what is he miyayis to talmidim who are struggling with issues of atzah zera levatala? And Rav Nevin Sal told me, Talmud Torah. That has been the Masorah throughout generations. The Gemara already says, Barasli Eitihar, Barasli Torah Tavlin. Talmud Torah is the key in creating that lace. And finally, the fourth part is the davening for Siyata D'Shmaya. Fourth part is davening for Siyata D'Shmaya. Many of the Rishonim already point out that the Lashon of Tefillah, Lehit Palel, the daven is reflexive. In other words, when one davens, when one asks for something, it's not just something that someone is davening towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's becoming part of the person himself. And according to our Mahalas, that it all starts with Acharei Levavsem, in contrast to the way Rashi is presenting it, Rashi is just describing the circumstance of Ayin Ro of the Lev Chomit, but the battle of the Lev, and not the battle of the Chitzon. So then, ultimately, Tefillah is what transforms the Lev, it's Avodah Shebelev, and since it transforms the Lev, so then therefore the person is going to be another individual. Finally, two more points. Ultimately, when it comes to Baal Yetzer Hara, sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. That's Avodas HaYetzer. It's very, very important to keep in mind Sheva Yifal Tzadik V'Kam. But in the times that there's struggle between the individual and the Yetzer, the Gemara in Kedushin says a very simple Eitza. Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say Moshcheyu LeTalmud Torah. Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. You know, when we were by Rabbi David Abuchatzer, David Abuchatzer speaks in total Kabbalistic terms. I couldn't relate to it. And I asked him for Eitzas about Talmidim's Yirah Shemayim, and Rabbi David started talking to me about Gilgulim and so on. I didn't know what to do with it. It was all about Gilgulim. But at the same time, there's no question that the Beis HaMedrash has a koach, and yes, Rabotai, we have to concede that there is a notion on some level of Kabbalah in this world, and that these walls, maybe the more the walls over there in the Beis HaMedrash itself, but it has, were Sofek Torah. And the walls that are Sofek Torah are Magen. So even if it means to come and sit in the Beis HaMedrash just to schmooze with somebody at 1 in the morning, Kedai Lezeh. Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. Doesn't say necessarily Moshcheyu LeTorah. Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to be Mekayim. The Tzivuy V'Lot Asura Acharei Levavsem V'Acharei Nechem, both in the lesson that Rabbi Chanan had said in regards to Happy Courses, as well as the Avodas, the Avodah of Shmir Seinayim. And this could be the pshat in why the Torah tells us Dafka Lo Tasuru Acharei Levavsem, even though Rashi says it starts that the Einayim come first and then the Lev, because ultimately the battle doesn't start with the Einayim. Ultimately the battle starts way before it starts with the Lev.